A reading from the first letter of John. Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and God knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from God whatever we ask, because we obey God's commandments and do what pleases God. And this is God's commandment, that we should believe in the name of the only Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he, Jesus, has commanded us. All who obey this commandment abide in him, and Jesus Christ abides in them. And by this we will know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord. So we are to love in truth and action, not just by what we say. In other words, I think John is saying we need to walk the walk rather than just talk the talk. And yet, it's distressing in these times that the Roman Catholic hierarchy seems much more concerned with words than with deeds. We have the recent appointment of bishops to the LCWR, and repeatedly being cited out of context, is Sister Lori Brink's one line from her address, which when you read the whole address is totally just a popular soundbite taken out of context. We have over in Ireland theologians, retreat leaders, priests who have been silenced by the hierarchy, and Bishop Morris of Australia for even saying that he would consider being open to the idea of women and married priests if the hierarchy approved it. He wasn't promoting it. He was just stating his willingness to be open to an idea, and he was forced to retire. Bishop Morris was forced to retire for an idea, a concept. And yet, we have so many bishops, certainly in the United States, who by their actions promoted the sex scandal, the pedophilia that's so rampant, certainly in the U.S. church. I know it's bad in Ireland. I can't speak for the bishop's complicity. Why are we not concerned with those actions? Why are they not being removed, but yet others are? It seems that today's letter from St. John is much more concerned with deeds, with orthopraxis, rather than orthodoxy, right practice, right living out the faith, rather than just speaking the creeds. Certainly words are important, and we who are Dominican preachers, we know the importance of words. We treasure the words. We craft them to be able to change even one heart. But yet these words, they don't live in isolation. These words are bubble forth from a life that is lived in this faith. So while, yes, creeds are important, John is telling us that deeds are so much more important. In some respects, words are far easier than deeds. How easy is it? How often have maybe some of us, I know I have said to someone, oh, I'll pray for you. And as soon as the person is out of our sight line and out of our consciousness, we forget about the person and the problem and often even the prayer, the promised prayer. That's easy. That's cheap to say we'll pray for someone and not do it. It can be cheap to talk the good talk, but never follow through with it. What Bonhoeffer would call costly grace. And actions are costly. They can be costly. As women in the leadership conference of women religious, as theologians, as probably many of us have known, words are easier to say. Deeds are often more hard to do. But yet, we know that Jesus, that gentle truth, come to earth. His deeds were what had him condemned. More quarrels arose over his deeds than his words. And it might seem foolish to perpetuate in love, loving deeds, to people who want nothing to do with loving deeds. And it can be painful, costly, embarrassing even, as it was for Jesus, who did nothing but greet the world with outstretched arms of love. These are the type of actions that we too are called to as disciples. We are called, as John said, to love. To love in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth. That ultimate veritas. Now, loving those who think like us, who act like us, also not always very difficult. But loving the other who seems opposed to you, that's a challenge. The women of the LCWR have taken time to pray. Pray before they react. I'm quite confident that there are some, if not many, if not all, who are also praying for the hierarchy. Because we are called to love them as much as we are called to love those in our families and communities who are easy to love. Not just, I'll pray for you, and although that is important. But what will we do so that in loving, we will be closer to the truth? That ultimate first truth. And then that ultimate first truth. That gentle, loving reality that is God will shine through us. What is it that we will do in loving and in letting God's love act through us? That the first truth, the vine grower, and the root of all being will shine forth to others and ultimately bring us closer to God's own self.